Coerced into cock sucking. This is about Alice the whore. Alice knew she would be coerced into sucking cock. She shivered as she stripped out of her clothing. Alice hated being watched while she stripped. It always made her feel like she was being judged and analyzed. I smiled at Alice while she changed, analyzing every inch of her fragile body. Her body really was more feminine than masculine, I thought, while observing her sweet, natural curves. I beamed, knowing that Alice would make an excellent cock-sucking toy. I handed her the cocktail dress and smiled. The matching panties, bra, breast forms, and heels are in the bedroom, I said, as I went to the door. I heard the car drive up and knew it was the muscular man that was soon to be walking up to my doorway. Opening the door, I slid my dress up to reveal my long legs. I wanted to tease this bull before he even entered my home. Teasing your bull is never a good idea. He smiled at me, much like I was his prey. Jonathan entered the house, closing the door, and then picked me up and pushed me against the wooden door. I heard his zipper and then felt his cock as, it pushed inside of me. It was so sudden that I opened my mouth to gasp for breath. He used that opportunity to kiss me deeply. It felt so amazing feeling his hard cock inside of me. Alice peeked her head outside my bedroom to see my legs wrapped around my sex toy. Jonathan moved to the couch, moving me to the couch with him to get a better angle for his cock to penetrate me. We both looked up when we saw our cock-sucking sissies staring at us. Alice had her mouth open, looking very much in shock. I was not sure if it was because she had never seen a man that large, or she was just that shy. We both told Alice to come to us. To be continued. Remember, this is only part two about Alice the whore. Part three will be next. Meanwhile, you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com. And call 1-800-601-7259. I look forward to teasing you real soon. Love you, girls. Talk to you soon.